All right, time for surprise guest one of one. Mrs. Kirch, welcome back.
Thanks, Gray. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Good morning to you. We got mattresses coming to the neighborhood. Is that this weekend already?
That is this Saturday, Gray, from 10 to 5 at the Shawamigan High School.
And you guys are going to be set up in the cafeteria, if I recall, with some display models.
We were going to do the cafeteria, but now we've decided we're going to do the gym because of the heat, because there's a chiller, so the gym will be way more comfortable for us. And there should be 25 plus models, up to 35 different mattresses.
Well, and I'll admit, when you told me that you were doing a mattress fundraiser, my first internal dialogue, I've got that groan reaction is all, what brand are these going to be? These are known name brands. You've seen and heard advertisements for them. Brands like Purple and Helix I saw were on there. What else do you guys have?
Yep. They have written down here Purple, Beautyrest, Helix, and Therapeutic.
Those are the four brands I would check if I wanted to replace my mattress. So, and you very kindly pulled the curtain back a little bit. Now, Joel and I were laughing about this earlier, but you mentioned that, the fundraiser lady brought the idea up and kind of warmed you up to it. And as you were explaining that, it was working on me. I was like, wait a minute. I think we could probably use a refresh around here.
Well, I think the thing about it that's nice is it's not just selling another trinket or another thing.
Yes.
It's something people may really need. So we're not just selling to our band kids' families, but it could be anyone from the community that needs a mattress. There's financing available. They deliver. They'll remove old mattresses. So it's really pretty cool.
Well, I think a lot of people out there will need to challenge their first gut reaction to this info, which is, we're good. But are you, though? I mean, and I know you're sleeping okay, but have you woken up wondering why you're tired? Have you woken up wondering why you are only able to sleep 1 to 2 hours? Do you deal with a partner who gets up way earlier than you and you're hoping to stop being disturbed in your sleep? I happen to know somebody who has a partner who gets up 2 hours early who sometimes struggles to get back to sleep a little bit. And I'm thinking one of those two-sided mattresses with individual controls and separation, and she also needs hers a little cooler. I like the warmer side of things. So that kind of thing, there's products out there with a lot of tried and tested methods for dealing with exactly what I just described. It's easy to imagine, there's nothing you can do about that. But there is. You just got to do it.
Right. And think about it. You just don't think about your mattress that often,
no.
Do you? Unless you're maybe really being bothered by it. But it's something to think about. Or even if you have a cabin that you're like, we should really replace the mattress at our cabin. Or just anybody that you know. We also have pillows there. They'll have pillowcases and sheet sets and other things like that too, mattress pads. We are also having a brat sale and a bake sale that day. So even if you're just kind of curious and you want to pop in and just check it out, come on over and have a brat. And, cruise around, check it out.
That means you dads, the dads who want to browse the mattresses without looking like you're interested in the mattresses, have a brat in hand, keep the ketchup away from the merchandise, and you can blend in. You can be that guy in Costco that, they're not going to try to sell you something. You already got the hot dog, That's how it goes. That said, they're also, I don't believe, they're not going to be wandering salespeople pitching mattresses to you. It's going to be a little bit more of a voluntary interest-based thing, if I had to guess. That said, if you want more info on the product, there will be someone there to answer questions. Won't they?
Yes, they have. They're going to have a full staff there.
Gotcha.
So it's going to be, it's really pretty cool.
Well, forgive me. I shouldn't have said anything about expectations.
Yeah.
It's going to be the full affair. I don't know about palm leaves and waiting on you hand and foot, but they've got you covered with the info that you need. I think part of it is that, when your friend has a new car, or when your friend has a new watch, or when your uncle buys that thing, there's a Facebook post. There is you bump into him when he's wearing that new shirt. But when somebody has a new mattress, they probably don't tell you about it, and you're probably not going to be in their bedroom to know it. So I think that you can tell I've been tossing this in my mind a little bit. Why don't we talk about our mattresses more? Well, because you spend your 8 hours, and then you start your day. It feels like your day is not going when you're sleeping, but as every mattress ad ever will point out, you spend a third of your life on that thing, and it has a major effect on the other two thirds. So I had to challenge my first instinct, which is, my day starts when I get out of bed. But it doesn't end until that same point. You're still getting rid of yesterday when you're getting up for the following day. I could put it in a million confusing ways. Think about your mattress more than you do, people. Come on. Don't be gross. I'll admit, there's a certain instinct that's like, your mattress is grosser than you think it is. Replace it this weekend at the Shawamigan School District. But honestly, that might be one of the best points, is the accumulation of skin cells and dust mites and dust itself. While they say that your mattress weighs twice as much as it did when it was new after, I think, about 10 years. Yeah, you think about that.
That's kind of a gross thought, isn't
it's,
it?
It's absolutely horrifying. I wasn't going to say that until you pointed it out, but that's the idea. I mean, and I don't want to gross people out, but would you, knowing that, continue to sleep on it? I'm sorry if I just ruined your sleep for the next couple nights. I know it's challenging in the heat, but that's exactly the kind of question you can tackle with this mattress sale. What time does it start on Saturday?
It starts at 10 a.m. and it goes to 5 p.m.
I'm picturing somebody who wakes up at 5 a.m. after a rough night of sleep thinking, now I got to wait 5 hours to go replace the mattress that I clearly need to replace.
You might have to. And hey, the prices are good too. The prices are starting twin, let's see, at $199, full at $249, queen starting from $299, king starting from $399. So these are not just like they're tacking on some big, huge charge to make money. They are reasonably priced.
And I, you know, that's the same. Again, you've spoken my thought process out loud. There's kind of a cynicism. There's kind of a skepticism there. Anytime somebody's trying to sell me anything, you know, you look a little bit closer at it and then you often look away from it. But I'd urge you to look doubly close at this one because I'm willing to bet more people out there than would admit it out loud are due for a mattress update. I'm on the list. Am I getting my mattress this weekend? We'll see. But I am getting a brat and I'm taking a look. I'll tell you that much for sure. So food and you've got brats, you've got bake sale going on, you've got that going on. Are there any other events coming up in the near future that people should be aware of like this? Any fundraising or anything like that? Or are we focused on the mattresses right
now? We're kind of focused on the mattresses right now. However, we will be also having a brat sale on, I believe it's July 30th, that Friday right before the Friday of the Flamborama weekend. And that will be at Super One.
All right.
I think that's July 31st. Sorry, July 31st would be that Friday, I believe. And other than that, you know, we're just looking for, we'll be doing our parades, our usual parades, Pioneer Days, Flamborama, and of course, our big event going to the Minnesota State Fair.
As long as I have you here, do you guys need any help with anything? Do you need a volunteer? Do you need a hand? Is there anything people could contribute to you?
Thanks for asking. You know what? Our band boosters have been so good about volunteering and really the parents. I have a lot of parents signed up to volunteer this Saturday, which is really awesome, and kids. So really, not so much from the community at this point, but, you know, in the future, think about it. We're going to be going on that big Disney trip. And, you know, kids are going to be out selling fruit and selling wreaths and things like that. So when kids come around and ask you about stuff like that in the future, just think about it that they're raising money for a trip.
Yeah. Eat good fruit, get a nice wreath on the front of your house, and sleep better than ever before as you help the Shawamigan School District with their fundraising efforts, with the band going down to Disney, with the operations that they take. You see those nice, fresh uniforms on them? Those don't come from nowhere. So lend a hand, lend a buck, and get a fresh mattress at the sale this weekend, starting at 10 a.m. Brats, bake sale too, and more brats to come from the neighborhood. Mrs. Kirch, thank you so much for squeezing in today. Thank you for bearing with us on the scheduling shuffle. I get to make fun of Joel again for sure.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. With that, we end the normal timing of the morning show on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'll be archiving reality radio in a timely fashion this week, I promise, so you can go back and find all these conversations to listen back to on 98QCountry.com.